Now, a band that's pushed a lot of musical boundaries, Mercury Rev. For the better part of 20 years, the band's been mixing trippy sounds with all sorts of studio trickery. Here's a new one, though. For the recording of its latest CD, Snowflake Midnight, Mercury Rev got production help from a bunch of strangers.
I'm beating like a butterfly.
The band had hundreds, maybe thousands, of collaborators, people all over the world, through the musical magic of the internet. That weird guitar sound? It could have been created by some kid in Germany. That vocal effect? A woman in Japan. Well, who knows? I spoke with band members Jonathan Donahue and Jeff Mersel from WDST in Woodstock, New York. Mersel says a lot of the interesting effects you'll hear on Snowflake Midnight came through a piece of software called Reactor.
It's a framework that allows users to create their own electronic instruments, effects, and things of that nature, and then contribute or post these creations online in a user's forum. And then those pieces of software are then free for anyone to use.
Okay. Jonathan Donahue?
We're really accessing brains all over the world. One of the beautiful uses of the internet, at least, is in this way for music, where you're sort of in touch, Einstein called it spooky action at a distance, with people all across the world, and they don't know they're working with you on your record, but there's some sort of resonance built up there, and that was something that really did turn us on.
Jeff Mersel, where on this new CD can we hear a good example of what came out of
well,
this?
Dream of a Young Girl as a Flower, for example. It's all over the place, from things like the vocals as well as the drums and instrumentation. You'd find programs that do things as commonplace to a reverb or a delay to other things that would have German names that you couldn't even pronounce, that they'd have knobs and buttons on them that you didn't even know what they were meant to do. And on some of these, you couldn't tell if they were actually performing the way that they were meant to or if they were malfunctioning, and sometimes the malfunctioning ones were infinitely more interesting to us than the ones who were actually doing what they were meant to do.
Let's listen.
Under bright stars a young boy dreams. He's walking the room. In my dream we are two. And whatever happens now this is
Can you hear a sound on this track being Dream of a Young Girl as a Flower, that you remember manipulating through this program?
I think we just heard a little thing where the sound is sort of almost sucked up into a vacuum, that sort of that's one example. But I mean, it's hard pressed to find a sound that wasn't that wasn't touched by this pro. I mean, once we grabbed a hold of it, we found ourselves using it left, right, and center, so it's almost hard to discern at this point which tracks we used it on and which tracks we didn't. I just heard it there.
I have to say, the effect of all of this work is such a deep album. There are so many layers of sound. Jonathan?
We spent a lot of time late at night just playing. Many of the songs on Snowflake Midnight have 40 or 50 minute versions of them in their first sort of incarnation, where we just sat down and we didn't talk. We didn't wonder about what kind of music we wanted to make. And we just played. We put our heads down and we just played for a few hours almost every night. And over time, this sort of had its own, it began to sort of lose ownership of what you were doing individually. And you sort of began to embrace the whole. And at times, I can't tell you what I did, or if Jeff did that drum part, or if I did the drum part. to be honest, I don't care. At some point, this beautiful thing happened where we just sort of stepped out of ourselves. It certainly led to some of the experiences you're sort of describing of a depth, but it happened personally, and then it came through in the music.
Of Mercury Rev and all its incarnations, I think of sort of this hunger for new experience, sort of a Hunter S. Thompson almost. It's like gonzo music. How important is that search for that new experience in your music?
I don't know if we ever think of it so much as a search as... It's what happens when you just let things happen. When you get out of the way, you know, and when you sort of let go, you stop always leaning on the crutches that certainly in rock and roll are there. Like, well, I'm the singer, so I sit at a piano and I scratch some chords and a couple words out, and then we all flesh it in. And somewhere along the line, probably quite early on, that was abandoned. It is a very striking thing when you're just very quiet, you know, in the mind, and you're not looking ahead to whether it's a pop song or where the verse comes in or how many times you can do a chorus or will people like this. And you just had three sort of men just playing at night and just sort of listening to what was coming through them.
Let's listen to People Are So Unpredictable, one of the tracks in the CD.
Opened up by a stranger at an uncertain hour, you opened yourself like a curious flower opens herself. Wide to the moon, life is uncertain.
Sounds just like what you're talking about, this track. Not being able to control anything, it's all controlling you, like the music.
It's letting go, you know? And it's very bewildering at times. Make no mistake about it. Because one of the tendencies of any artist is control. I don't care what form of art you're making. And it's only after something snaps in you, or it burns up, that you decide to jump. And somewhere along the line, we all jumped.
Jonathan Donahue and Jeff Mercel from the band Mercury Rev. Their new CD is called Snowflake Midnight. It comes out Tuesday. You can hear full tracks from the album. Go to the music section of our website, npr.org.
One.
We'll give the last words of the show tonight to Socrates. He wrote, "I decided that it is not wisdom that enables poets to write their poetry, but a kind of instinct or inspiration, such as you find in seers and prophets, who deliver all their sublime messages without knowing in the least what they mean."
Well, there's no bliss like home. There's no bliss like home.
And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Have a great week.